I basically just told them what my mom had told me. She believed that people should have equal access, and it was really about having choices. If that's what you wanted to do, then you should have the opportunity to do it.
What was the relationship between your mother's faith and the work she did with leaders of other denominations and in the broader community?
During that time, many religious organizations were not that integrated. However, the NAACP used to meet at a church on Robinson, and people from various backgrounds would come to these meetings. There were obviously African Americans, Caucasians, there were people from the Jewish community, people of all faith, colors, gender. Those people who believed in equal access, they were eager to join.
The Callahan Neighborhood Center in Paramore is honoring your mother with an exhibit. What does the exhibit entail?
It is a showcase, and it consists of things that show my mom's history, that's in her civil rights work, that's with the Callahan neighborhood, with her church, because she was the church secretary for 45 years. So that was a huge part of her life. And so it has mementos and pictures of all of these various interests and causes of my mom.
Didn't she lead the Callahan Neighborhood Association for 25 years? And did she help found the Callahan Neighborhood Center?
Yes, my mother did. In the neighborhood where we lived, in the late 60s, early 70s, as housing became integrated, there were many African Americans in that neighborhood, which is Callahan, which is a part of Paramore, who did not own their own homes. They were renting. And so other areas started opening up where they could own, and so many people moved out. But my mom was in a home that was owned by our family. It had originally been bought by my grandmother. And then she had a neighbor, Miss Mary Alice Drew, who also owned her family's home. And she and my mom had been talking about people moving out, but they wanted to stay because they own their own homes. And how could they could preserve the neighborhood. And initially, they focused on getting the streets paved and better sewer systems. I mean, you might think in the 70s this would have already been done in that neighborhood, but it had not. And that's how it started. And then from there, the Neighborhood Association was founded. Yes, she was a leader. Yes, she was very outspoken. Yes, she was a very take-charge person, and they did look to her for leadership. I think that they supported her so much because she was a leader who was also collaborative. And so while she might be the person who would get up and represent them and speak for them, only after she had engaged her neighbors and found out what they also needed and wanted.
What does it mean for today's community that we are so significantly remembering activities that happened decades ago, and we're remembering a woman who died several years ago? What does it mean for today's community?
We all can leave a legacy. We have to determine what that legacy will be. And whatever we do, it is not for just now. It should be for the future, because there should be future leaders. And I'm hoping that when people go to the Callahan Center and they see my mom's exhibit, it will inspire them to either get involved if they're not, or continue their community efforts, so that each generation will inspire and make it better for upcoming generations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.